Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Accurate contact info helps MTE deliver critical updates right to your phone or email. So if you've moved, changed phone numbers, you're urged to log on to MTE.com and verify your information. A very handy tool from our friends at MTE. Well, we're talking about Murfreesboro City Schools here this morning, and it just seems like summer went by way too fast, and here we are, start of school, Miss Lisa Trail.
It went by way too fast, that's for sure, yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's the older I get or whatnot, but it just seemed like there was no summer this year.
Yeah, I think it goes back to that old saying, days are long and years are short. Mm. The older we get, the shorter it seems.
I guess.
Yeah, but it was a great summer. We had so many children in our schools. We had summer school all through the month of June. ESP had tons of camps and activities all through June and July. And then, boom, we're back into it. So I think the reason it feels so short is because we really never close our buildings anymore. It's busy.
Yeah. Well, and it's, you know, especially on the county side, you'll hear people talk and the athletic facilities and the use. And if you really drill down, you see that every facility, city, county, whatever, I mean, it's put to good use.
Absolutely. And that's, if you drive by schools, I mean, I have people text me all the time saying, hey, what's happening at this school? What's happening at that school? You know, Murfreesboro Parks and Rec uses our gymnasiums for basketball during the basketball season. Then you have other people that are there just on the playground, mm-hmm. our parents, which the playgrounds are open whenever we're not in school. So there's just all kinds of ways that our schools are used. And that's what we want them to be. They're a public facility.
Well, I live over by Siegel Elementary, and there's always someone there.
Oh, yeah. They're on the tennis courts there. Yeah. They're on the playgrounds. Yeah, it's definitely a community hub.
Well, and, you know, there are homes that are very, I mean, most of the city schools, I would think now, there are homes right in that particular neighborhood. So, I mean, they do utilize it a lot.
Absolutely.
So, are the kindergartners in yet?
They are.
Okay.
They are. They started their full days last week. They started with that phase-in schedule of Monday was half day for A through L's. Tuesday was half a day through K through Z. Yeah. And then Wednesdays was half a day for everyone. So M through Z, like not K. I'll get my alphabet right there. So Wednesday was half a day for everyone. As far as kindergarten, pre-K as well. And then Thursday and Friday, we started full days. So today would be their third full day of kindergarten.
And it will be their first full week.
First full week.
Yeah.
And I know they're exhausted.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, it gets to be tiring to be a kindergarten and sit and learn. And then they just build up to it just like we do.
Yeah. Do we get nap time still maybe, hopefully?
I don't know.
Don't either.
Like, personally or for those kindergarten students?
Well, yeah. I'd like to have that.
That's what Sunday afternoons are made for, right?
I'd like to have that as part of my day, too, personally. But just seeing those, I've got some friends that have a kindergartner and mm-hmm. said, you know, the backpack just looks so big on him, you know.
It does.
It's crazy that they're so little.
They are small, and that backpack looks so big. Thankfully, the backpack doesn't weigh that much.
Right.
Just a lot of those things. You know, you have your water bottle and you have your take-home notes and all that kind of good stuff. It's not as heavy, or it shouldn't be as heavy as it looks, but they are so adorable.
You know, and just to, if you are in a school and look at the kindergarten kids versus the first graders, you know, and those kindergartners are going to grow into size, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really fun to see if you can
we
watch.
We love seeing our kindergarten first day photos and then seeing the first grade first day photos. And you see their little faces go from almost that toddler look to that older. You can just see that little change in them. And as a parent, I know it's tough. You watch your kids grow up and, you know, they're learning so very much.
All really quickly. I mean, they're going to go from, you know, needing help to open their milk carton to, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
moving on and reading and all that good stuff.
And that's the best thing parents can really do, is help them with those daily activities that they're going to be expected to do on their own pretty soon, like opening a milk carton or tying a shoe or just going to the bathroom by themselves, because it's easy to keep them as babies, and then all of a sudden we have them at school and there's 20 of them or there's 100 of them in the cafeteria, and it's hard to get everyone's milk carton open, or those or those silly Capri Suns where you just poke and poke. And
there's got to be a better answer to those
there
things.
There has to be, but it's still a favorite.
Like going to the potty, all that kind of thing. It's a big time for kids. So I'm glad everybody's in. You mentioned pre-K, mm-hmm. and my kids years ago were one of the first ones to go through pre-K, and I think it really helped my kids, because they were both, well, one was born in July and the other in September. Mm-hmm. And so pre-K at five, just really gave them that extra year to mature.
I definitely can see a difference in a child that's coming from a pre-K or a Mother's Day Out or whatever the program mm-hmm. is into kindergarten versus one that's coming straight from home. Nothing wrong with either way you choose for your family, but those pre-K students have learned a little bit more about how to sit in a chair for, a few minutes and to follow directions and to be able to group play. So I love our pre-K program. You're talking about looking for little baby. Oh, they look so
tiny.
Little. But our pre-K is in full swing. This will be their first full week as well. And they're just adorable. So when you think we have a bunch of toddlers, sometimes they're so little.
So pre-K, is that something that's offered at every school? I mean, how does that work?
So pre-K, we have three different versions of pre-K. Okay. We have our voluntary pre-K, and that's on an economic basis or a needs basis. So maybe there's a child that has maybe something needs with speech, or there's different reasons that you could be a part of our pre-K program. And that is at five of our schools, and then at Case and Lane pre-K. And then we have integrated pre-K, and that's for our students who have some special needs. And so we have that with a peer model pre-K. It's very confusing when we talk about it. So peer models are those typical pre-Ks that go in with some children who need some extra help. And so there's three different types of pre-Ks. That's the reason it's so hard to talk about. Yeah. So which pre-K program are you in? Are you a full day? Are you a half day? But if you're in it, if your child is in it, they know.
I got you. Okay. Well, that model kind of sounds a lot like what Special Kids does.
Absolutely. The
mm-hmm. peer program. So mm-hmm. that is really good. So I didn't know all of that. So and I guess there's not per se a pre-K at every single school,
school. It's okay. Really a capacity issue. We try to make sure that it's around our district, so it's not just at one side or the other of the district, but it's also a capacity. Mm-hmm. So if a school is at capacity, they probably won't have a pre-K. We look for those classrooms that are open and empty that we can put pre-Ks in.
Lisa Trail is with us, the communications director for Murfreesboro City Schools. I heard Dalton in the newscast a moment ago saying that and I only heard it in passing, a retired Murfreesboro City school bus is being utilized somehow.
So Limebaugh Library, or Rutherford County Library System, took one of our older buses that was no longer able to be transported, transporting kids, mm-hmm. still working obviously, but not transporting children. And they have upcycled it, I guess, to a book bus. So we're really thrilled to be able to have those collaborations with the library system, as well as others like Read to Succeed. And there's so many great nonprofits and organizations in our community, all about education, all about making sure that we're giving those things back to our community. So this was just a win-win for both of us.
Yeah, that's awesome. So another bookmobile out there, or whatever they're going to call it. It'll be something special, I think.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Did want to say, this just kind of popped into my mind. I guess it was last Monday. I was at the Rutherford County Chamber and saw Dr. Duke. And I didn't realize he was the chair of the Child Advocacy Center. Nice job as they celebrated their big anniversary.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. 25 years of serving our community. Kudos to them.
Yeah. Where does he find the time to do all of these things?
Oh, Dr. Duke, he just is everywhere.
Yeah. That's
true.
He
does a great job wherever he's serving, though. So he does serve as that chair for this year. And what a great year to serve.
Yeah.
Celebrating 25 years. It was a remarkable reception. They did a great job with that.
I thought so, too. It was just a neat event. The City Schools Foundation, let's talk a little bit about that, because I know that there are teachers that are reaping the rewards this year from things that maybe they applied for last year. But,
right.
So maybe remind us what the City Schools Foundation does and how the money is used to get back in the classroom and help kids.
So the City Schools Foundation has been operating for 15 years. We are a nonprofit organization comprised of community members, business leaders, some retired educators that really raise funds to go back into the classroom. Very, very specific. We have teacher grants that are open right now. So teachers are in the midst of applying for those grants, and we'll vote on those in late September and award them in October. We typically run about $60,000 to $80,000 in grants every year. And then we also do give back parity dollars. And parity is for those title schools that may need just a little bit of extra help. Maybe they're doing the same amount of fundraising, but not making as much money. That's a principal discretion kind of expense. But the teacher grants is what we talk about all the time.
Yeah.
It allows teachers to really think outside the box of how could I teach this group of students in a new way, a exciting way, just this year. So we want to go ahead and award those grants this year, so this group of students that's a 25-26 school year can benefit from it. But like you said, most of those grants are not just annual grants. They just keep on going. And so the next year we'll get it, and the next year. So it's grants that just continuously give back to the children. We've done a lot of robots and robotics, mm-hmm. and Osbonauts or whatever they're called, and there's just all kinds of great STEAM activities that we're able to fund that's not in a traditional classroom, or maybe not be funded through taxpayer dollars. So it allows teachers to kind of think outside the box. We do a lot of chickens, a lot of hatching of chickens.
Wow.
It seems like that's a kindergarten and sometimes first grade part of their curriculum and instruction. So it works really,
yeah,
really, really nicely with that. So we will help them with purchasing that incubator, the eggs and all of that, which is part of their curriculum. One grade level, and I can't think, it may be third grade, does a lot of owls. So they do the owl pellets and butterfly gardens. So everything kind of goes right back into the curriculum and instruction of that classroom, but it allows you to have those hands-on activities.
Very cool. So the fundraisers that City Schools Foundation did last year are mm-hmm. going to help to
this
fund
year.
This year's
so
grants.
So the way our foundation works is whatever we raise this year goes next year. So we don't keep those reserve dollars. We're spending them. If we're going to raise it, we're going to put it right back in that classroom. And I have an amazing board that I work with. I'm just the liaison, but I'm so amazed at every year. I think, oh, this is such a great board, and then we add new board members and I'm like, oh, this is even a better board. And so just so excited to have them, and the fact that they're willing to give back to our schools. And most of them don't have children in the public schools anymore. They're already aged out. So we're just thrilled to have them. And again, the grants, when you read them, amazing what our teachers are wanting and trying as far as new ideas for innovating those classrooms.
So you've got a few things that are coming up for the foundation in the next few weeks and months. And so, again, this will be to help fund what comes around next year.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So right now, the grants that are being funded, like I said, the grants are open for teachers to apply for. We already have our bucket of money to fund this grants, and then we'll just keep on that cycle. So we have a pickleball tournament coming up.
Nice.
It's called Serve It Up. And the tournament will be October the 24th and 25th. It's in conjunction with Adams Tennis Complex and their new pickleball courts. So we're so excited to have it. We've done tennis and pickleball in the past, but honestly, we had just so much request for pickleball that we're going to try just pickleball this year. We may bring back tennis next year, but
it's the hot thing.
It's the hot thing, and it's just an easier sport for a lot of people. I'm sorry to every pickleball player that I just offended, but it does allow you to have that pickup pickleball versus, and as well as those who are working on their ratings and rankings and all of that. And as a tennis player, it's hard just to do a pickup game of tennis, but it's not that hard to do a pickup game of pickleball.
Yeah.
that's a lot of peas in there. So, but pickleball coming up October 24th and 25th. We will have all the registration details and everything ready to go out by the end of this month, 1st of September, so that they can register. We are so excited. Our pickleball committee has, it's triple in size as it was last year. I think we're going to have a lot of great moments during the weekend. And we also have a rain plan. So, you know, we've got both. We're going to be outdoors, but if it rains, we have an indoor plan as well. It's not inside the Adams Tennis Complex, so don't. Again, walking my fine line there with my tennis friends. So, but we are so excited. And again, having these business leaders come and just support our public schools is just tremendous.
So information about this, is it on the website somewhere?
It will be out. We have our pickleball meeting on Wednesday to finalize all the details, other than the dates, and that will be sent to you on Friday.
Okay,
so
awesome.
You should have everything for the website and your calendar here at WGNS, and we'll have it out on ours as well.
Perfect. So
now, if you want to be a sponsor, just give me a call, because I've got that information.
Okay, sponsorships. That's a good thing to know as well. And again, all of the funds raised will go to the City Schools Foundation to help fund many of the things that we've talked about here this morning, mm-hmm. and taking advantage of the fire of pickleball. So
yeah, absolutely.
That'll be good. Anything else before we get away?
No, thank you for letting me come on and talk about our
absolutely
schools.
It's a great time, and glad the school year has gotten off to a really smooth start. It just gets better
right
and better.
It seems smooth. It is our first full week with everybody in the buildings.
Yeah. So this is the way, and then we have, I guess, Labor Day coming up in a few weeks.
Of course.
Yeah. And that always
we'll be ready for that. Our teachers would be ready for that.
I would imagine so. Lisa Trail joining us this morning with Murfreesboro City Schools, the communications director, cityschools.net online, where you can find all the information. And again, for those pickleballers out there, we'll get that information online for you real quick as soon as we get it from the city schools. All right. Have a great day, everybody. See you back here next time. We'll